We begin this morning with the state legislature. A compromise appears to be emerging at the state capitol on a plan to increase state sales taxes to get more money for public education. There are separate proposals to boost the current 0.6-cent sales tax to a full penny, but those measures have generally allocated that new money in different ways. Now, three lawmakers, all Republicans, have come to an agreement on a single plan to put before voters next fall. And with us to talk us through all of this is Howard Fisher with Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Right. So let's start with who these lawmakers are. These are three Republicans, right?
These are three Republicans. You have Kate Brophy McGee, who is a moderate Republican from Central Phoenix. You have Michelle Udall, who is a slightly more conservative lawmaker from Mesa and a relatively new lawmaker. And then you have Sylvia Allen, who, quite frankly, over the years has been kind of on the far right of the party as far as many things, and even questioned some of things going on in public schools. They've all come to the consensus that you can't do education with the funding that's there. The question becomes, where do you get the money, and who gets it? And as you point out, they had to kind of figure out, how to divide it up. The formula they came up with is that if they take the 0.6 cent and raise it to a full penny, that raises another $450 to $500 million a year. Mm-hmm. 75% of that would be earmarked for K-12 education, fairly generally without getting really specific and letting the schools deal with it. Another 20% of that would be to keep tuition affordable at public universities, and the balance would be for community colleges.
So, Howie, would this get us back up to pre-recession funding levels that we hear so much about in this debate over funding of K-12 education in the state?
Well, this falls under the category of lies, damn lies, and statistics. We are on actual dollars ahead on a per student basis, at least as far as K-12. On inflation adjusted dollars, we're actually still running behind. Now, that has to do with maintenance and operation. Our capital funding has really never caught up to where it was, a decade ago. And then, of course, the universities are way behind. I mean, at one point, the state funded the majority of the cost of funding in tuition for Arizona residents. We're now down the 34% range. So universities are never going to get back to where they were, and certainly not with this plan and perhaps not with any plan at all.
Howie, how does this fit with what Governor Ducey's philosophy is on raising taxes? We have seen business leaders come out and say that maybe there are other ways of doing this. In addition to the Prop 301 potential money and this 1 cent sales tax, what are you seeing and what did you hear from people on the panel who decided they wanted to vote against this sort of thing? Are they against this sort of tax increase? Are they saying that this is not going to be nearly enough? Let's get more. We obviously saw Invest in Ed didn't actually make the ballot.
Well, you've got a whole bunch of issues in there. Invest in Ed had some different problems in terms of the way it was formatted, in terms of who you were taxing. They were going to go after basically the top 1%. Some of the concern on this goes to the other side of it. This is a sales tax. In general, sales taxes are fairly regressive. If you are poor, you're paying a much larger percentage of your income in sales taxes than somebody at the top end of the income scale. There are other concerns. John Fillmore said, he's a Republican from Apache Junction, he's concerned that if people pass this and they say, oh, look, we've made the sales tax up to a full penny, we've solved the problem. And he doesn't believe that that's done it. Then you have other people like Nancy Bartow who said, look, once voters approve it, now it's part of the Constitution. It's constitutionally protected by the Voter Protection Act. Mm-hmm. And then we can't make adjustments as needed. So everyone has some objections, but there seems to be a certain consensus behind it. Going back to your original question, though, Governor Ducey has always made it clear he's not for higher taxes. He thinks that's a drag on the economy. And his belief is that somehow we're going to grow the economy to grow the pie bigger. That has occurred somewhat, but certainly not to the extent of getting us back to where we were pre-recession days.
Yeah. Last question for you, Howie, in a little time left here. So if this does end up passing, it goes on the 2020 ballot, voters get to decide if they want to okay it. Any sense if this would end up being okayed by the voters based on our history?
I think the voters have said they're willing to fund education if they know where the money is going to go. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to the original Prop 301 that's now from the year 2000, where folks said, we're willing to levy that 0.6 cent because we want it to go to the classroom. And if people can be convinced this is going to the classroom and not to administration and not to really oddball items, I think the voters are willing to do it.
All right. Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.